Well, shit, what up, Dub? You know, us at Dub CNN had to reach out to one of the OGs after chopping it up with Ice Cube, Snoop, and Crazy Tunes in the last weeks. And, you know, you've been in the game for almost 2 decades, and you witnessed the rise of hip-hop, you know, to the top of the music industry. Which period of time was your personal favorite?
Of the love in the game?
Yeah.
My favorite?
Yeah.
Shit, back when I first stepped in the game was the best time of me. Because it was so competitive. You know what I'm saying? You had it wasn't that it was just congested like it is now. It was real competitive. You know what I'm saying? You had niggas, you know what I'm saying, that was there before I got there, that was still, you know what I'm saying, there making shit happen. And then when we got on, some of them niggas were still lingering around. You got a few niggas for Bobby Storm, like LL and them niggas. But back in the days, though, when we got in there, niggas was getting down, and it wasn't just about having, you know what I'm saying, a hot single, or, you know, it wasn't just about, you know, coming out and representing some kind of fashion or looking this way, looking that way. It was about, you know what I'm saying, about the art form, niggas getting down. They're not just that. When niggas got out, they had a whole package. Niggas came with identity. Niggas came with concepts. Niggas came with their own styles, and then also two niggas had shows. That's something that's lacking right now, I think, in the game. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't have a whole package, you know? And even if niggas got some of the package, it'd be cool. But a lot of motherfuckers right now is just, you know what I'm saying, it's just duplicating. It's like fighting is at an all-time high right now. It's a mad disease going around called body niggas. A lot of niggas out there doing that shit right now.
You basically said the same thing as Crazy Tunes when I asked him. You said it the exact same thing you just said.
It's my little brother, Curve. So, we might see eye to eye, certain shit, we might, you know, look at different, but, you know what I mean, but it's real, though, because he was blessed enough to be, you know what I'm saying, a nigga that was, you know, that got a chance to come up in that era to see a lot of this shit going on, you know what I'm saying. He didn't got a chance to stand on the stage like Apollo's. He didn't saw back in the days when, you know what I'm saying, when it was, you know, when it was only a few mixtapes out there, and when niggas was using, you know, mixtapes as, you know what I'm saying, as, you know what I'm saying, a form of, you know what I'm saying, it was more of a form of getting at niggas back in the days, opposed to just being, you know what I'm saying, promotion for, you know, I got an album out or whatever. You know, back in the days, niggas was battling on mixtapes left and right, you know. That's why, like, when I hear the nigga Game come out and, you know, but he be getting that niggas and shit. And when I was hearing 50 come out back in the days, getting that niggas and shit, that just gave me them chills, man, of how it was back, you know, when I was a young nigga trying to get up in the game before I got up in there. You know, I used to see, you know, the videotapes and hear the mixtapes of Kumo D battle on Busy B. You know what I'm saying? KRS-One and shit, get down against niggas. Melly Mel and shit like that. I got a chance to stand at the motherfucking music seminars and watch these niggas get down with each other. I got a chance to watch the King's Son. You know what I'm saying? I'm being almost stopped, though, because I know I'm over a lot of these motherfuckers' heads, like Lil Jet. But it's all good, though.
You know, you've been in a lot of different groups, but everything started with Low Profile, right?
Yeah. I ain't been in no lot of groups, man. There's only two groups. Low Profile, Mass Circle. I'm down with the Westside Connect, though. But, you know, that wasn't no group. That was just three niggas getting together. You know, so from different areas.
Right, but you were affiliated with the Lynch Mob, too, right?
Yeah, I'm affiliated with a lot of niggas out here.
Right, I mean,
so a lot of niggas were far out of being in the group. It was only Low Profile and WC and the Mass Circle. That still was really WC and Mass Circle was just...
Right, I was thinking it was three. I was thinking of Low Profile, the Mass Circle, and a West Side Connection. That's why I said, you know, a lot of groups.
Yeah, we weren't even no group and connect. You know what I'm saying? It was just group and connect.
Okay.
That's what yeah, mm-hmm. It was getting down.
You know, and you.
A group. You know what I'm saying? A group of niggas that drop records. You know what I'm saying? On the regular. We're just going to make some change on them. But yeah, it's just niggas that be dropping records on the regular. And every time we came out with albums, Me, Cube, and Mac, or whatever and everything, I mean, everybody dropping their solo shit. It's just, when we got together, we called ourselves Connect. You know what I'm saying? Because we connected up. Well, we're three niggas from different sides of town. Me and Cube from the same side of town, but, you know, we all have separate, you know, identities and what we represented. And, you know, with the West Side Connect, you know what I'm saying, being, you know what I'm saying, niggas that was from different areas, not just Me, Cube, and Mac, but, you know what I'm saying, yeah, niggas from, like, all from the eyes, comrades, you know what I'm saying? You just had just niggas up in there, my nigga, and everybody's from different hoods and shit like that. So that's why we all call ourselves the Connect, because we all represented that Dub, that Westside Connect. Brings me to something else. You know, so I hear a lot of niggas running around talking about they the new West Coast. Niggas pushing the new West Coast, new West Coast. I'm cooling on everything. You a new nigga coming out, getting there, get there. Got my full support. I'm behind you and shit, but you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas don't realize when they say the new West Coast, what they doing is they disconnecting themselves from all the niggas on the paved way back in the day. So when you say you the new West Coast, keep in mind, if you don't specify what the fuck you're talking about.
I think they just...
You said fuck Dre, fuck Snoop, fuck Doug, fuck you, fuck Quick. You saying fuck every nigga out here that got out of the phone here that'll pave the way for you bitch ass niggas to throw this shit up.
I don't think they mean it as a diss. I don't think.
No, but niggas need to specify that shit because a lot of times I'm out of town. A lot of niggas like, yo, what's happening? I'm hearing niggas say the new West Coast, and you know what I'm saying? And, you know what's happening? Y'all cool? What's going on? And half of these niggas I don't know. I done heard the niggas this shit. I'm like, cool, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because we a lot of times niggas get a lot of niggas don't realize a lot of these A&Rs and shit. These record labels will call us up and be like, what's up with Whoopi Wolf? I'm thinking about signing them. What's up, Woody Wolf? I'm Woody Wolf this and that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, my niggas be like, nigga, I'm from, get down. Shit, if it's a nigga, I have to get down. You know what I'm saying? I'm pure West. I'm West to the fullest, my nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm pure West. But at the same time, too, don't get out and start dissing us, my nigga, and be on some, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't fucking with all you old niggas that's washed up. You, bitch ass nigga, you ain't even got your feet wet. How can we be washed up? You know what I'm saying? Nigga, don't disrespect the motherfucking... the architects, nigga, who laid the foundation after you niggas to walk on this ground. Don't get mad at us, my nigga, because your shit ain't getting played. Don't get mad at us because you can't get through. Get mad at the DJs. Take the Pro's Crazy Tools and take it. Tools are spitting at a lot of these DJs out here, nigga, that ain't repping right, that ain't playing no motherfucking West Coast music. You know what I'm saying? You niggas need to start protesting. Start hollering at these radio stations. Start hollering at a lot of these mixers out here. Start getting at these motherfuckers, my nigga. Not just getting at them niggas. Start getting at these A&Rs. But to, you know what I'm saying, to start disconnecting yourself from the niggas, the forefathers of this shit right here, the niggas that have paved the way, is a wrong fucking move, my nigga. Because if it's like that, then let us see now that it's on the cracking.
I mean, I ain't heard about no dissing, to be honest with you. You know, I talked to a lot of the New West cats, you know, when I told them I was going.
Man, fuck what you heard, cuz. What I'm saying, listen to what I'm saying, my nigga. What I'm saying is that, nigga, I'm here, a lot of niggas holler, nigga, this is the new West Coast, and I'm here, nigga says, fuck them old niggas. That's what I'm here.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck what you hear, I'll tell you what I'm here. And what I'm saying is that, nigga, it's all good, nigga, it's all West. But if niggas got problems with niggas that have been there before them, because they can't get out there for whatever reason, the niggas ain't picking them up and signing them, then speak on that shit, cuz.
Right.
This is the new West Coast. But then when you throw the West Coast up, you're throwing up the old W. You're throwing it up the way we been throwing up beforehand. You know what I'm saying? Check the record, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You want to press me? Any nigga out here want to press me? Go against the grain the way that we did it, nigga, with the connect. Nigga, we went against a whole motherfucking state of hip-hop. They said, fuck y'all. Nigga, we sacrificed our careers on this shit. It could have been grand opening and grand closing for us the way we did that shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck y'all, nigga. This nigga's West Coast. Threw that motherfucker up. Nigga, we ain't wearing none of that shit. This how we rocking it, nigga. This how we wear our shit over here. Nigga, this how we bail. Nigga, this how we do what we do. Nigga, straight up. You know what I'm saying? And nigga, we went balls out. And we did it. You know what I'm saying? But to hear a motherfucker be out here on some bullshit like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? This, that, new, this, and, you know what I'm saying? Fuck them old niggas. And, nah, nigga, hold up, girl. Some of you niggas talk. Some of you niggas been that. Be specific. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, my nigga. I ain't saying that, you know, every nigga out here that's talking about the new West Coast, that they got a problem with, you know what I'm saying, niggas that been in the game. Nah, I ain't saying that. Nigga, I'm pro West. I'm pushing for any nigga out here that's from the West, you know. But you know what I'm saying? Niggas gotta start taking different approaches, my nigga. Different approaches. And niggas gotta watch what they say, especially when out in public. Because you niggas gonna need us, old niggas, to come, nigga, and co-sign you in your videos. You gonna need us, nigga, to come in and get on a hook on our record or whatever that be. You gonna need us when them A&R motherfuckers ask what's happening with y'all. You niggas gonna need us when out of town niggas wanna know, nigga, do you fuck with these niggas? You know what I'm saying? Same way we need these niggas. You know what I'm saying? To keep that shit cracking. You know? I mean, that's where I'm at with it right now, my nigga. You know, if we all got together, that's why I'm pushing what Snoop is pushing. Nigga, we all got together collectively, my nigga, and we start pushing as one, then it'll be great. But all this old cutthroat and I ain't fucking with this nigga and this ain't, man, hold up, cuz, wait a minute, that shit ain't great.
Okay.
That ain't great, you know, my nigga.
You know what I want?
Where I'm at with it.
what I wanted to say was that, you know, when I told the cast that I was, you know, going to be talking to Dub, they were all like, oh, you're telling much love, you know, they respect you, you're OG in the game, so that's why I was surprised when you said that.
Cool, because like I said, and you're going to retract what I just said, I'm pushing for all the new niggas coming out, nigga, that, you know what I'm saying, they got a level head and want to make this shit happen. Any nigga know what coming, nigga, I am, because there's a rent across me to send me out here. Man, you ain't never got a chance to chop it up there for you getting an introduction 101 right now. You know what I'm saying, nigga? I'm the humblest nigga there is in the game. But you know what I'm saying? I'm all about the business when it comes to getting down handling mine. On the mic and out in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never been a nigga get out no interviews and be like this at niggas' heads and this and that or whatever. Nigga. And I'm problem with you, my nigga, when I see you niggas get dealt with point blank, bam, smash, right there. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't nothing about nigga taking ass whooping, my nigga, coming up, nigga. We done got ass. I done caught those before, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna speak it, nigga, and don't walk it. And this is what I'm saying. Right now with this music, and this music game, this rap shit, which is a form of a hustle, but a lot of niggas wanna take this shit to the next level and talk that big shit. But you know what I'm saying? They like to write checks that they ask in cash, my nigga. And what I'm trying to say, my nigga, is that if niggas is not rolling with us, you're rolling against us when it comes to pushing the West Coast. So if you saying you from the new West Coast, my nigga, and you got something on your mind, my nigga, you know what I'm saying, towards all the niggas that made that laid the path, nigga, for you niggas to come out, nigga, and get your walk on to do whatever you do beforehand, then nigga, don't wear none of that old West shit. Don't wear no Chuck Taylors. Don't speak about none of that. Don't speak about no Chucks. Don't talk about no khakis, nigga. I don't want to see you niggas throwing up the Dub the old way. None of that shit. Do it, nigga. Come all new. Come new then, nigga. That's all I'm saying, my nigga. But if you ain't on that shit, my nigga, you on some new West Coast shit, nigga, but you still pushing the West Coast, you got problems with niggas, it's all great. But I don't want to hear that shit about, you know, now these old niggas, you about to show these old niggas, fuck all that, nigga. What you saying? What you saying? Be specific. Ain't no such thing as all these old niggas. If you saying, if you calling every nigga that have been there before you an old nigga, my nigga, you saying fuck everybody, girl. Straight up. Don't take it out on us, my nigga. Take it out on the radio programmers. Take it out on the mix show DJs. You niggas be who asses you be kissing and doing them bullshit drops for on the radio. That ain't gonna give you no motherfucking spins anyway. They be lying to you to avoid that jaw shot. Get active, my nigga. Straight up. Get active. Get active, my nigga. NWA back in the days. I was there, nigga. I was there. Back in the days, niggas had to go to swap meets and shit, nigga, to get that shit off. Slinging shit out the trunks. You know what I'm saying? At the rhodium swap meets. Shit like that. Niggas popping up at every concert that was going down. Niggas ripping this shit trying to get on the mic. Nigga, that's how I got the game from Ice-T. Ice-T gave me a shot, my nigga. That nigga didn't motherfucking hear no demo or no shit like that or whatever. Nigga gave me a shot. The reason nigga gave me a shot, because every spot he was at, I was popping up on the nigga. I was popping up on the nigga. Everywhere I was popping up on the nigga. You know what I'm saying? My nigga DJ Latin was popping up everywhere. My nigga wanted to get on turntables, wanted to get out. You know what I'm saying? And we're going out there, my nigga, having this business. A lot of niggas don't want to get in the game, my nigga. You niggas can't expect for a motherfucker to hear no goddamn mixtape or expect for a motherfucker to hear no motherfucking no song that you did, my nigga, and think that niggas just going to put you on. It's more than that, my nigga. It's more than that. Niggas got to stay consistent, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to get out of here, my nigga. Gotta be everywhere. That's why I respect that boy Gang. I respect Gang, my nigga, for simple fact, nigga, he wasn't just getting down there on the West Coast to get signed by Dre. I first met Gang in New York, nigga. In New York. I was in New York and he was pushing it because of the same hotel I was in. I was just swinging his tapes. Getting down fucking with niggas out there, you know what I'm saying, on some hustling shit. That's where I met him at. 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? 50, I don't mean 50 Cent on no goddamn musical awards and no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Ran across 50 Cent out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? I ran in. We really got a chance to chop it up. You know what I'm saying? In the studio with Dre. You know what I'm saying? But before then, he was doing these tapes. And when I was in New York, fucking with all my niggas in New York, every fucking song that came out from, I don't care if it was L, Cool J, whoever, 50 Cent nigga was jumping on that shit, pressing that shit up, getting pressed up, having the DJs in the club spitting that shit. And niggas fucking with it, my nigga. And that's where we gotta go with it, man. We gotta take this shit back in our own hands. So niggas cannot sit back and expect for nobody, man, to just sign a motherfucking ass and put them out. And like Snoop was saying on that interview, you know what I'm saying? It's fucked up. But it's the way it is on the West. We don't write, we didn't make the rules. We didn't make the rules and say that, you know, saying the only way you niggas can come out is to be validated by us. But it's the way it is. It's fucked up. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you young niggas. It's fucked up. That's the way it is, okay? So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't telling you niggas, I got to kiss niggas' ass and none of that shit or whatever, man. But like, we gonna go together as one, my nigga. Niggas gotta, you know what I'm saying? Niggas gotta start showing some kind of unity around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't be on some we on this shit and y'all niggas on this shit or whatever and everything. Niggas can't have problems with niggas and want to get on computers and be motherfucking computer soldiers and shit. Get out of that nigga when you see him. Cuz, you know where that nigga at? There you go. Blood, you know where that nigga at? There you go. Get at him. Get at him. Let's make this shit right. You know what I'm saying? Let's make this shit right. You know what I'm saying? The strongest gonna outlast the weak. You know, so that's all I'm saying, my niggas, that, you know, it's fucked up. That's the way it is, though. It's the way it is. We gotta move as one. We got to. So, you know, if any niggas had any hidden agendas or niggas is like, you know, we over here and you niggas over there, I ain't with that shit. I ain't with it at all. Not at all. I don't give a fuck who a nigga is, where he's from, who he rolling, or whatever. Nigga, at the end of the day, nigga, you know what I'm saying, we all got days. We all got days on the calendar, nigga, already written down. You came in this world today, you gonna go out of that. So nigga just gotta keep this shit moving, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you keep 100 with me, I'm gonna keep 100 with you. But that's all good, though, cuz we can start the interview with cracking.
Alright, for sure. You know, back in the days, you had a producer and a rapper who would record an entire record together. Do you think that's something that's missing in the game right now? Because, you know, records sound all over the place sometimes because you have so many different producers.
Yeah, I mean, it's missing, but that's not a bad thing that it's missing. It's not a bad thing, it's just a different thing in time. I ain't stuck on that, you know, it got to be done one method, right? Shit. You know, I mean,
you know, if the shit is working, it's working. You know, back in the day, that's how it was because, you know, niggas didn't have the budget. They go out and go get a lot of different producers and shit like that. And also, too, you know, back in the days, niggas wanted to display, you know, their sound and they side of town. You know, now, you know, when you fucking with these major labels and shit, whatever sound is hot at the time is the sound that they want. It's fucked up. You know, we didn't make the rules, though. It's fucked up. But I admire niggas that go against the grain. That's why I advise every nigga out there to get on the independent route. Get on that independent route. All you niggas ain't fine, my nigga. You're in the best position in the game. Quit crying about a fucking deal. Put your shit out there independently. And get out there and get cracking. You know what I'm saying? Think I'm lying? Ask Cash Money. Think I'm lying? Ask Rockefeller. Think I'm lying? Ask Murder, Inc. Think I'm lying? Ask Nelly now. Nigga, go independent. Get your shit cracking. Ask Dre. Get out there and get active, man. Quit waiting for a motherfucker to hand you some shit. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're independent, you get out there and you can do what the fuck you want to do. When you get on major labels, you're going to get caught up in that bullshit. Similar to the shit I got caught up in over the fucking with Def Jam.
I feel you. And you know, how did you first hook up with Coolio and form the Mad Circle back in the day?
I was fucking with Aladdin. Aladdin's from Compton and Coolio's from Compton. Aladdin and Coolio, you know what I'm saying, used to fuck around. And when I went over to Aladdin's house, I got introduced to Aladdin by a nigga named Zero. Me and him went to the same school, Washington High School. Me and Zero used to be battling all the time, battling every nigga that came up to the school, every nigga in the area. You know, but back then, that was shit. You know, just, nigga, you just couldn't rap and have no song. You had to be able to get out of that. You know what I'm saying? So back then, nigga, pin game had to be talking about, you know what I'm saying, knocking that nigga down on the mic. So Zero was the cat that was in my group. And actually, you know, he turned me on to this cat that was young, maybe Aladdin. I don't know where he knew Aladdin from or how he met him or whatever, but he turned me on to Aladdin. And we went over there, and I got to spitting, and it was all gravy. And then from there, Zero, you know what I'm saying, he left and went to school. He was an artist and shit. You know what I'm saying? He was for real with it. So he left and went to school. And, you know, we kind of lost communication, but it was all love. And me and Aladdin kept it moving. But Aladdin used to tell me about some cats he was working with, DJing for, helping out, named New School, which is Coolio, Billy Boy, and Spoonie. And so, you know, we got together and everything, and Coolio at the time didn't know how to write songs. He just knew how to write long-ass verses. He'd be busting like a motherfucker. He didn't know how to write songs, and I showed him how to write bars, how to write 16 bars in 3 verses. And you know, we connected, man. It was real, you know, it was real straight for the simple fact that, you know, he was over in Compton. I used to go by in the back house over there in Mona Parkhood. You know, and he used to come over there on 411 where I stayed at the time, and it was all gravy. You know what I'm saying? It was like family. And from there, me and Aladdin, we had a low profile going on. And when we got signed with Project Records and everything, when we was getting out there doing shows and shit like that, I used to bring Coolio along, you know what I'm saying, to be my hype man. And, you know what I'm saying, we just got to working and working and working and make a long story short. When low profile, when we went our own ways because of musical differences, and I say musical differences, that's also real shit with me and Aladdin. He wanted to go one way, I wanted to go another way. And, you know, when the group, you know, when it was time for us to go our own ways, you know, Coolio stayed down. Coolio went to Raw, and that's when we formed WC in the Mass Circle.
Okay, you know, I was about to ask you about your label situation back then. How did you get signed, and what kind of deal did you get? I mean, are you happy with it looking back now?
I'm happy with everything I've done thus far, you know what I'm saying, to bring me to where I am right now, because, you know what I'm saying, in order to live, you got to learn. In order to learn, you know what I'm saying, you got to go through trials and tribulations. And back then, no, the deal was a fucked up deal, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we signed a deal that was fucked up. You know, we got fucked up and signed the deal. You know, niggas just wanted to get up, you know, wanted to get up in the industry, wanted to get out there. You know, we paved the way, you know what I'm saying, since for a lot of niggas to come out here and get out and get better deals, because our deals is fucked up and, you know, niggas is always yelling, you know what I'm saying, in interviews and shit like that, make sure you got a good liar, I mean, good lawyer, and make sure that your shit is tight. But, you know, it is what it is, man. It was raggedy. I mean, I'm not going to go into details about what was fucked up about it. It was a fucked up contract, though. But we signed a deal, low, you know, as low profile at Party Records at the time. And, you know, we did what we did, man. You know, we dropped We In This Together, which was low profile album. Then after that, I came with Ain't a Damn Thing Change.
Right. And, you know, Coolio started off his solo career, and he blew up.
Yeah.
Do you still keep
Coolio
in touch with him?
Yeah, Coolio did the solo thing. Me and him, you know what I'm saying, we used to go back and forth about that. He wanted to do another Mass Circle album. I was telling him that the contract was so fucked up over there. You know what I'm saying? I found some shit, man, with some shit called cross-collateralization. A lot of you niggas out there don't know what that is. A lot of new niggas thinking about getting in the game and shit like that. That means they can take one of your records. We might sign them for numerous years. They could take one of your records from back in the days and they could recoup that against your new record. I don't care how many millions you've been sold. Niggas can say that you owe money from, you know what I'm saying, your first album. You could be on your fourth album. Niggas say from your first album, you owe money. And they can cross collaterals on cross, they can do some shit on cross collateralization and use that other, the new album as collateral to pick up their money from the old album. And what they do is they go and they start taking money from your royalties and all that shit and everything from you. And, you know, you be fucking around, so they're still owing money as you don't spend millions of records, and they made them millions of dollars. Because we already know that most record labels, a lot of times, they're going to keep signing you and shit like that. They done made some money. You know what I'm saying? The average nigga's a tax write-off for a record label because it's a big business. That's why they have more than one artist out there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And do you still keep in touch with Coolio?
No, I don't keep in contact with Coolio, but, you know what I'm saying, the times I do see him, I'm passing or whatever, you know, somewhere, what's up, all love, you know, ain't no issues, no shit like that.
Okay, do you still keep in touch with JD off of Lynch Mob? You know, you've been in jail for 13 years.
Yeah, yeah, me and JD, you know, been chopped it up with him a couple of months back on the phone, and, you know what I'm saying, he done wrote me, tell me how you feel, you know what I'm saying, the homie upset at niggas right now, because, you know, he feel like we could be doing more, fight for his freedom, but, you know what I'm saying, there's only so much that niggas can do right now in the position that we're in, you know, so, you know, we done chopped it up, you know, back and forth, and matter of fact, I got a right curve back, but yeah, I keep in contact with him, keep in contact with pretty much all the niggas I done fuck with from back in the day, you know, I ain't hard to find.
Okay, and you know, you went on to release Curb 795 with Coolio only appearing on one song. What did you do between And A Damn Thing Change and Curb 7?
And A Damn Thing Change and Curb, And A Damn Thing Change was that album I'll tell you that Coolio got out on, and then after that, I was caught up in the web over there at Party Records when they was going through their transition from changing the staff and shit, and I wanted to get up out the contract, man. But they had more money than me, more lawyers and all that other shit and everything. You know, the only way I can get up out the contract was wait that shit out and try to fight it with, you know, the money that I had, you know, from doing shows and from out there hustling. So, you know, it was kind of hard. But in the meantime, I got with Q because Q needed somebody to go on the road with him since the Lynch Mob was getting out doing their own thing. And when me and Q got together on stage, it was like magic. It's like, God damn, nigga, these motherfuckers right here, fucking put a for those who ain't never seen a Ice Cube show with Dub C or Westside Connect show or whatever and everything, I mean, you know what I'm saying, you're missing out because it's you know what I'm saying, it's real energetic. And, you know, we give 150% every chance, every time we get out there. And, I mean, it's just like, he tripped off of it to the point where he was like, nigga, I got so many shows that we can be doing, you know what I'm saying, but with the kind of show that we got, you know, man, we can be killing them. So we went on and just did all kinds of shit, Lollapaloozas, the, you know what I'm saying, that's back in the day, Lollapalooza tour, for those who don't know, it's a rock and roll tour, one of the biggest rock and roll tours besides Woodstock that you can do. And we was murder back in the days. We hit the Lollapaloozas, we was going on tour back in the days with every group that was out from shit in the mid-90s all the way to the, you know what I'm saying, with the early 90s to the mid-90s, you know what I'm saying. And we were just touring, man. And all that time I was out there touring, you know what I'm saying, waiting to get up out of my contract. And then when I finally got a chance to get out of there, and I went over to Petty London, and I signed with Petty London over there. Me and DJ Premier connected, and his manager, Patrick Moxie, you know what I'm saying, had a plug over there. He was running the label, the cat called Peter Kupke over at Petty London. At the time, which was the same people that was putting out Salt and Pepper, and they had Groupon, and, you know what I'm saying, niggas like that. But it was predominantly East Coast ran label, so, you know, they wanted to take a chance on me, you know what I'm saying? They didn't believe it, you know what I'm saying, just sitting back and, you know what I'm saying, they just, you know, letting some talent go by. They was like, fuck it, we fucking with this shit, so, you know, we dropped the curve server down. I think we dropped the curve server down. From there we went on and we did the West Side Connection album.
Yep.
You know.
You know, when you listen to that Curve Server album, it sounds like a whole lot of fun. Do you have any memories of recording sessions surrounding that album?
Oh, yeah. All that shit. I remember all that shit. I remember all that. Like yesterday. Nah, just grinding every day. Grinding out, man. Getting in the studio every day, just grinding shit out, man. Just, you know what I'm saying, grinding out. I mean, it was fun. Definitely, it was fun. It was fun because I got a chance to get in there and, you know, do it the way we wanted to do it, with our A&Rs and shit breathing all over our shoulders, telling them that, you know, you got to lean with it and rock with it because that's what's hot right now.
Right.
Yeah, and we were doing what we wanted to do. But no, I mean, nothing specific stood out like, you know, y'all had to be there. You know, it was just that whole time, you know, back then was, you know, it was fun to me. To me, that was fun compared to, you know, doing records now when, you know, you got to deal with so much politics and shit that's involved in the game, man.
Yeah. And, you know, next up was the West Side Connection record, which went platinum. Or has it gone double platinum yet, or is it still on platinum?
Which one?
The Bow Down?
Bow Down is 3 million right now.
Oh, is that 3 million? Okay. And you know, y'all went against the grain with that one. You know, you shitted on the whole New York politics.
And we just shit on New York. I mean, we shitted on the critics in New York.
Yeah, that's what I said, the New York politics.
Yeah, we shit on the critics and the, you know, the politics about all that. And LA too, shit. You know what I'm saying? We got on everybody, man. Everybody. Got on niggas out here that was trying to dress like they was from New York, you know, act like they was from New York, talk like they was from New York. We got on everybody.
And do you think that the whole East Coast, West Coast beef was blown out of proportion by the media?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Hell, yeah. The media did their job. If I was the media, I would have did the same motherfucking thing. Shit. You know, I'm trying to start some shit. Yeah, they did it. You know, but they took it out of proportion and, you know, they try to put, you know, the beef that Tupac had with Biggie, you know, they try to, you know, twist our shit up with that shit and try to say it was just East Coast, West Coast beef. When that shit was between Biggie and Pop was personal, and our beef wasn't with, you know what I'm saying, with the East Coast. Our problem was with, you know what I'm saying, the way the industry was ran on the East Coast. But, you know, it is what it is. Controversy always helps sell a record, and, you know. I mean, they had to do what they had to do, you know. I mean, you sold records for other shit, so.
Right. You know, you've always showed your Crip affiliation. How do you feel when you look at the youth today where the gangbanger mentality is still present? Do you feel like the music or rappers with the commercialization of gangbanging might have had a negative influence?
No, I don't think that, I never think that the music is a blame for, you know, for the actions that take place out here when it comes to gang-related crimes. Because if I got more influence over your child in 3 minutes of conversation than you do of the whole 13 years of, you know, being with this little nigga before he, you know, went wild with it, shit like that, and something wrong in your household, you know, not with me, you know, so, you know, I don't never blame the music, but I do think that the music do have an influence over a lot of cats out here. It's just this California lifestyle. But I don't want to, you know, I'm not want to sit here and get the line saying, yo, I think that if we wouldn't have made records like this, then statistically, these amount of niggas wouldn't have got killed. That's bullshit. If it wasn't my record, it would be another record.
Somebody don't get it. Right. And you know, we all know about the Ice Cube, Mac 10, and Cypress Hill beef. And what made you choose to stay out of it instead of riding with them?
Well, it wasn't so much as I stayed out of it. I didn't get on that record right there. And the reason I didn't get on that record and shit like that, I told Duke, and I told Mac right there. It wasn't no fucking surprise. I told them. I said, look, man, you know what I'm saying? I think a B-Roll got at you, Q. It was fucked up. You know, so I feel like at the time he got at you and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to handle your business. And he handled his business. Mac was new. Mac wanted to get out. You know what I'm saying? Mac wanted to come in and show, you know, show Q that he was all over there. He was in, all in with him and everything. So, you know what I'm saying? He rolled. And I didn't do that and everything because, you know what I'm saying? We all just kicked together real tough. Everybody. Everybody was chilling. You know what I'm saying? Cypress Hill and, you know what I'm saying? And Ice Cube, me. I mean, I live with motherfucking people. With Muggs, and me, Muggs, and Lance stay together in Hollywood for a short period of time. You know what I'm saying? When we was all hustling, you know, when Muggs was DJing for 783. So we just, you know what I'm saying, for me to go all out, you know what I'm saying, it was going to either be I'm going all out or I wasn't going to play with it. You know what I'm saying? So for me just to be like a Buck Cypress Hill at the time, you know what I'm saying, that right there was just, it was a sticky situation. I just couldn't pull it off because I knew I was going to go all the way with it. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it wasn't no shit that couldn't have been handled, you know what I'm saying? So Cube got to be real in there, you know what I'm saying? Mac 10 got out and shit like that, it's all gravy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's something that just had to be done. And, you know, if we was out in these streets, you know what I'm saying, and we rolled up on niggas or whatever, we was hanging out the car and shit like that, I would have gave a nigga a pass. I want to bust them, you know what I'm saying? But I would have been in the car, though, because them my niggas, you know what I'm saying? Cube would have pulled a trick, and Cube would have to handle his business, and I was there. Which automatically would have put me in it. Yeah, I was in it because I was part of the West Side Connection. And I was behind Q. When I got Q, and I loved Q to death. You know what I'm saying? But for niggas to be going around talking about Nick Dubs did a road, or he should have this, he should have that, or whatever, and everything. All you bitch ass niggas don't even know what's going on. You wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? And that situation was just real. You know what I'm saying? It was just a sticky situation on mine. But Q know the real. Q know I love him to death, and they can't say nothing about Q without getting that nigga out of here. That one right there, I just couldn't fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Because they was like family to me at the time. You know what I'm saying? And to hear that Be Real went bad on Q for whatever reason. You know, he claimed, you know what I'm saying, that was something that had to be worked out between him and Q. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't sweating Q, you know, getting out there handling the business open like that because I knew he was good at standing for his own. Just like Be Real was. So, you know, I didn't. If I had gotten that shit, you know what I'm saying, when it got real ugly, you know what I'm saying, because I already know I'm going to go with it, and I know what Cypress Hill going to go with it, you know, and it wouldn't be records right now, back then doing records with fucking B-Real, and, you know what I'm saying, and niggas, you know, out here that wasn't fucking with Cypress Hill, doing records with Cypress Hill right now, he'll be on some all other shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And you released The Shadiest One in 98, and this was the first official solo record by Dub C. How come the end, The Mass Circle, got dropped?
How come The Mass Circle got dropped?
Yeah, from the name. It'll only say Dub C.
Because on that album right there, it wasn't no what you call it. On that album right there, it wasn't no Coolio on that album. Coolio on that album. On that album right there, you know what I'm saying?
You still had tunes, though, with you, right?
Huh?
You still had tunes with you, though, right?
Yeah, two of my little brothers, two of my DJ, but it wasn't what you call it, my nigga Big G, that was down with The Mass Circle, wasn't there. He wasn't part of that album, so it was only right that, you know what I'm saying, we're going to call it a Dub C album, which you really were.
Okay, and, you know, although you were always on your grind releasing music, you never managed to have the commercial success that Ice Cube had. What do you think was the cause of that?
Now, if my phone go out, call me right back. I'm stepping out real quick, I gotta choose my phone back up. I don't know. I really don't know. Man, I think a lot of it had to do with, you know what I'm saying, with me not really, you know what I'm saying, getting that push out of the label, man, that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of them cats were getting. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I never was on a real powerful label other than being on Def Jam. Never. You know what I'm saying? At the time when I got over there at Def Jam and shit like that, I mean, them niggas only fucking with West Coast. They never really was, but it wasn't fucking with West Coast rap, you know what I'm saying? And when I did deliver that smash, the streets, produced by Scott Storch with Snoop on it, you know what I'm know what I'm saying? You saw how he fumbled out right there. So, I mean, you know.
Right.
I really believe, you know, it was just, you know, I mean, all I can really say is that I really believe that I never really had a label to really get behind me and to really, you know, get behind the scene, not just throw a record out there. There's more to it than just throwing a record out there, because I always had the streets behind me. You couldn't go nowhere. A lot of people say, you know, I'm fucking with Dub, or, you know what I'm saying, I might like this record, I might like that record better than this record, but it was niggas fucking with me. But, you know, Vaughn is on a commercial success and shit like that. I never really got that real big worldwide look. But I never was tripping though, because I always had money in my bank account.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I always had money in my bank account, and I always was able to get out there and do shows and shit and get out. I really wasn't tripping. I was just, because this is what I love doing. I love getting down to doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? If I was a nigga that was just in this shit just for the money or whatever and everything, then I would have been let this shit go. You know? But, for me not, you know what I'm saying? For me not being the nigga that's just in it for the money, but loving this shit, though. I mean, don't get it twisted. A nigga love the money. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, just because a nigga don't get out and, you know, and get nominated for a Grammy, or a nigga that sell a million records, you know what I'm saying, just off the rip, don't mean that, you know what I'm saying, you ain't gonna see no change off this shit. Now, if you're not a hard hustler.
Yep. And you know, a classic character that always used to appear on Dub C albums was Gangsta Granny. Do you still talk to Jazzy D?
Nah, I don't fuck with Jazzy D.
Oh, for real? So we ain't gonna see no more Gangsta Granny on Dub C shit?
That bitch dead.
What happened?
That's the shit between me and him, man. We gotta iron our face to face. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna send messages to other niggas and no shit like that. Some shit that me and I gotta iron out. I don't fuck with Jazzy D.
Okay. And, you know, you attempted to get commercial acclaim.
Yeah,
with...
and we created Gangsta Granny. We created Gangsta Granny. And I say we, that's me and Crazy Jones. And we wrote all the motherfucking material. Everything you heard us say.
Okay. And you know, you attempted to get commercial appeal with 2002's Ghetto Heisman. We all know how that ended up. You know, Def Jam released the first CD with a skip, and later they dropped the ball. You know, what do you think of that record looking back?
I think that, we put out a decent record. I think that, you know what I'm saying, I could have, you know, did a lot more with it if, you know what I'm saying, I would have, you know what I'm saying, if I'd have had my hands free, you know what I'm saying, get out and do what I wanted to do, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to sit up here and say, you know what I'm saying, I was just in some bullshit. Nah, hold up now, wait a minute, you know what I'm saying, I ain't going to sit here and, you know, get to, you know, just downplaying my shit, you know what I'm saying, because I don't see a record out here at the turn of fucking with the streets when the streets drop. Everybody in mama was banging the streets.
What do you think kept it from blowing up?
And the video was off the fucking chain. Ghetto Olympics? Come on, my nigga, who's fucking with that shit?
I mean, what do you think kept it from blowing up nationwide like it should have done?
Motherfucking record. The record didn't get a chance to get out. The record didn't get a chance to get out. For those who don't know, for the record, my Def Jam album, the motherfucker got had three release dates. Def Jam pressed up 100,000 copies of my record scratch and had to recall it. When they recalled it, it didn't drop the date it was supposed to come out. When it didn't drop the day it was supposed to come out, a lot of the retailers said, they gotta take these records back. We can't sell these records, because we sell these records with these scratches in it like this, people gonna come back and want a refund until they can get the real one. They had to reorder. The timing was fucked up. That's what happened with my record right there. My record it was 100,000 records pressed up that was scratch. That pushed my release date back. And they pushed my release date back, and they gave it another date, then they pushed it back another date, then they dropped me the same day they dropped Jay-Z. My record came out the same day Jay-Z album came out. The same day three or four other major artists came out. That's when my album came out. And from that time that it was supposed to come out, to the time that it came out, we lost momentum on that record right here. So I never got a fair shot, I never got a fair squab out the gate. That ain't no shit you hear me going around crying about, telling niggas on radio no shit like that or whatever and everything. I got broke off though. Def Jam wrote me a fat check. They wrote me a check for a gold record. You know what I'm saying? Oh shit, I was tripping damn the gold on my album. You know what I'm saying? Well, no record fucked with the streets at the time getting ready to come out. You know, you heard the promotion, you saw the promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it's all good. I ain't one of these bitch-ass niggas you run around and be a man or this and this, that, and that, fuck that. Whatever, it is what it is. It is what I'm saying, it is what it is. I'm good, though. I'm good, you know what I'm saying? I'm good, I'm still moving, I'm still doing me. You know, we came right back after that and dropped chairs, threats, you know what I'm saying, did what we did, you know what I'm saying, the niggas went their own ways, you know what I'm saying, and I sat back in the cut and said, okay, now. Now that I'm a free man, I'm no longer on Dub Channel, you know what I'm saying? Contractually I was, but you know what I'm saying, we worked that shit out, to, you know, work out of where I can, you know, be a free man again. Okay, cool. No problem. Now that I'm free, you know, how am I gonna play this? I'm gonna go and be a slave to another major label just to put out a record so some motherfuckers can hear me at home or wherever and say that I'm on this record, that I'm on this label. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is running around talking about, I'm on Universal Records, I'm on this label, I'm on that, I'm on... So what? What that mean, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? I want to know what's happening with the bank account. I ain't talking about the hustling. I ain't talking about the money you get from the streets, nigga. What's happening with the bank account on the mom's records that sold over there? That's where I'm at with it. That's why I said, okay, it's best for me to sit back. You know what I'm saying? Don't just jump back out to sit back, get your shit right. Buy your shit up to where you can come out and you can drop your independent record, you know what I'm saying, with a strong force behind you, and you can go out and you can be successful with it. And I said, okay, cool. The best way to sit back and make this happen is to join up with my nigga Q. And we're going to test the waters with his record. You know what I'm saying? They said that we was all washed up. Niggas is old school. Niggas, nobody trying to hear that shit no more and all that okay ass shit. Nigga Q came out, my nigga, and Q, shit, Q was right there with Young Jock. And he wasn't on the major label. He was right there with Young Jock. Right there. Right there, top of the charts.
Yep.
First week. Same nigga that everybody said was out doing kid movies and all that old bullshit. And, you know, and when nobody fucking with him no more. Okay. Cool. You know what I'm saying? The nigga's gone right now. You multiply that times motherfucking $9 a record. You do the math.
And you know, y'all released that second West Side Connection album called Terrorist Threats, but since then a lot changed in the camp. I mean, nobody has really spoken on this. Cube told me it was a family issue, but I'm not talking about Cube's relationship with Mac 10, but what's up with you and Mac 10?
Shit, from my standpoint with me and Mac 10, I mean, it's, I got a problem with Mac, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't got no problem with nobody, my nigga.
Are we gonna see you working with Mac?
Anything I got a problem with out here, he didn't know it, because he didn't been and got a call from me, or you know what I'm saying, would have been in holler face to face. Because life is too short for me to be sitting up, you know, high behind a motherfucking microphone and tell him I got a problem with a nigga. You know what I'm saying? So to answer your question, I ain't got a problem with Mac 10. Am I doing business with Mac 10? Nah, I'm doing me. You know what I'm saying? And he doing him. So, you know what I'm saying, it's all good.
Okay, do you think there's another West Side Connection album coming?
I'm going to see it in the future. Not right now. I see Dub C Yuki by affiliation, you know what I'm saying, being cocked and loaded.
Yep, we about to get to that. We about to get to that, you know. But it's been 4 years since the Dub C album. But in the meantime, you released a mixtape called West Side Heavy Hitter. And what do you think of mixtapes? Well, you know, why did you decide to drop a mixtape?
In the meantime, I done did a connection album. I done did a lot of ghostwriting for a lot of niggas out here. You know what I'm saying? And I done step back, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, start lining my situation up for what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even count these motherfucking mixtapes as nothing that have been dropped. You know what I'm saying? I don't even count no mixtapes, no shit like that. That's just me just, you know what I'm saying, just going back there in the back and just getting down to what I do. You know? And what I think about mixtapes, I think it's cool. I think mixtapes is cool, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know, it's a good, you know, it's a good form of promotion. I think it's over. I think it's real saturated right now. I think it's just congested, man. I think it's just a lot of niggas out just putting out shit and coming mixtapes. But these motherfuckers ain't mixtapes. Like Tune said, where the mixing at? You know what I'm saying? A lot of these niggas dropping unfinished albums. You know, they just drop a demo. Just say a demo or teaser. Nigga, don't call it no mixtape. No motherfucking mixtape, nigga. Where the mixing at? You know what I'm saying? Well, what? I mean, I just say, nigga, this is your demo. The mixtape, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. Just say, nigga, you know what I'm saying? This record says it's not on your album. You know, but it ain't no mixtape. Nigga, Crazy Tunes record is a... Crazy Tunes motherfucking CD is a mixtape. That motherfucker's like an album.
Yeah, tell us about that project, the CT Experience.
see, Ben Spears is off the chain. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga that got a chance to come out and get out and do what he do, that had, you know, the blessings of the niggas like Dr. Dre and shit like that, that he done learned from coming up back in the day. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga tell you, I'm about to go see Dre right now, matter of fact, I'm on my way to go see Dre right now. Dre will tell you. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Crazy Tunes was niggas from back in the days that got a chance to watch them come up doing the traffic jams and shit like that. Back on 1580 KDAY with the Mixmasters back in the day. I'm not saying that nigga that, you know, every nigga now that's getting down is not no real DJ, no shit like that. Hell no, you got a lot of nice niggas out here. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to mixtapes, don't call your shit a mixtape, nigga, if you ain't got no mixing in it, nigga. Where the mix is at? You know? Belly Bell, the shit I did with him on the heavier shit. He was mixing the bears off of that motherfucker, mixing the records in and shit.
Yep.
You know, that motherfucker was nonstop. It was going. That was a mixtape. You know? But the nigga was yelling on that motherfucker, new shit and all that old shit that Formax and Flex and niggas be doing. Me and Flex was laughing about that shit not too long ago. I'm like, man, you know what I'm saying? Niggas ask me all the time, man, you gotta realize, we've been blessed with being in the game for a while to the point to where, you know, we get hit all the time. Chase Lake get at me on the regular. Man, what's up, man? What's going on with this, going with that? These niggas supposed to be repping shit or whatever, man. A lot of these niggas doing the shit that we doing. You know what I'm saying? I remember a while back talking to my nigga DJ Rand. You know what I'm saying? He was running the technician. You know, that's a mix. That's a DJ group. And he was telling me, man, every time I call and ask for a conference call out here to West Coast DJs, what's hot with them, man? The motherfuckers is just saying all the shit that we're saying over on the East Coast. Jay, so. He said, nigga, ain't giving it up for no nigga out there that's on the grind, that's coming up with no new records. Nothing. He's like, you know, it's like, damn, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? When this nigga's gonna have their own identity and stand up and, you know what I'm saying, and make a change, you know what I'm saying, over on this side of town. You know, and that's why I like Tunes Tate, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he stood up and was like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying, nigga? You know, I'm pushing the West Coast, but at the same time, too, I'm getting a lot of these bitch-ass niggas out of this Mitch repping, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, you know? So, that's where I'm at with it.
Okay, and you had a few street singles like What and Stick 'Em. Are those going to end up on the album?
Nah, hell no. I'm just putting out there just to, you know what I'm saying, just to throw out there like, nigga, I see y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's all mixtape shit, too. None of that, no single shit, was mixtape shit. Nigga, just throwing out there and showing the power that I had, you know what I'm saying, being a nigga out here that's fucking with these streets, that I can do a record and take this shit to these mix show DJs, you know what I'm saying, and get some burn. That's where I was at with it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And just testing the waters. That was part of my experiment of me, you know what I'm saying, when I left Def Jam. Me just sitting back and saying, okay, cool. If I went indie with this shit, you know what I'm saying? If I went indie with it, or I went indie with some kind of, you know what I'm saying, some kind of support behind me, you know what I'm saying, what would be the difference? And that's how I did it, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you. And you know, you just said you were on your way to Dre. Any chance of hearing you over Dre beat?
What you say?
Any chance of hearing you over a Dr. Dre beat?
Yeah, hopefully.
We've been waiting for that.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? We've been talking and shit, but you know. Yeah, we've been talking, but you know, it's all good.
Okay. When you've been riding heavily with Ice Cube, you know, you were on two tracks off Laugh Now, Cry Later, and you've been touring the country with him, and Cube told me a new project is dropping on Cube's Lynch Mob Records. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's gonna be a Lynch Mob with my tag Big Swang on it. It's just an album, man, where we're just going balls out. We're just speaking on how we feel right now, just about the industry, you know what I'm saying, itself. Just where the game is itself. Just about niggas out here in general, about where, you know what I'm saying, just get yours on, my nigga, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Basically, it's similar to that Mayor Circle album, but on a whole nother level. It's more gangster. You know what I'm saying? Fuck trying to speak society approval. You know, being accepted by niggas on this and that. You know what I'm saying? Man, we niggas, homie. We niggas. We always gonna be looked upon as being niggas, man, no matter what. Nigga, we gonna be guilty by affiliation. So, nigga, let's get our motherfucking money and let's go.
Okay, and have you picked that? Have you picked out? Go ahead.
It's on some street rebel, straight gangster shit.
Okay. And have you picked out any producers that you're going to be working with?
Yeah, I got a couple of producers that I'm working with right now, but, you know, Fall Wise is, you know, having a set list of, you know, this is going to be it for my album now. I mean, like that. We're grabbing all the hot shit from any nigga out there that's bringing it. They want to be down. You know what I'm saying? Young niggas, new niggas, old school niggas. We don't give a fuck. If it's banger, it's a banger. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be a nigga that done, you know, produced a track that done sold 15 million in order for me to fuck with you.
You hooked back up with Battle Cat?
Yep, I'm trying to get back with Battlecat right now. You know, Battlecat been sending some tracks. I'm just trying to find the right one.
Okay, that's what's up. And do you have any time frame that we can expect you to be affiliation?
In spring.
In spring?
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for. It could be earlier. You know, you're going to drop it when it's hot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, it's on the stove. It's cooking.
Okay, and you recently signed to Trap. To Big Swang Records. Tell us about them.
Yeah, that's my little homeboy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, like I said, I ain't got a problem, you know what I'm saying, with no nigga coming out here that's trying to rep it and, you know, push the coast and get down or whatever and everything. Niggas' heads is level, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I see niggas' work ethics is up to par. I ain't got no problem with that, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to push as much as I can push. I might not be able to push you as far as Drake will push you or, you know what I'm saying? You know, a nigga like Snoop can do this, do that or whatever, but I can get you in the door, definitely, and get you some exposure. So, you know, the Trap is, you know, some niggas, man, that, you know what I'm saying, that I ain't got a problem with fucking with and making, you know, making some shit happen for because the nigga shit is fire, you know what I'm saying? They're not trying to be Dub C, they're not trying to be Ice Cube, they're not trying to be Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre or Quick, them niggas being them, you know? They some young niggas and squad that's, you know, talking about some different shit. Them niggas on some Let's Get Money shit. Them niggas ride on you with the equipment, though, and I'm loving that. And they ain't coming out talking shit about, I don't like this nigga, I don't like that nigga, and this, oh, that don't gay, I'm gay shit. Them niggas are smashing, right? Nigga, let's get down, let's get this paper, let's get this money. And they getting down and they beast it, they getting down over, you know, there's some different shit. They just, you know, they don't typical shit, so. You know, I'm loving the vision, and I'm loving what I'm doing right now. But you know, that's something totally separate away from my album right there. That's something that's, you know, that's one of my projects that I got in the making. That's, you know, that's my baby right there.
Okay. And after almost 20 years in the rap game, where does Dub C stand in 2006?
I feel good. I mean, hip hop then came further than they expected, you know, for it to go. You know, they didn't expect for hip hop to, you know, to take it this far. They didn't think that, you know what I'm saying, that cats can, you know, venture into, you know, the areas of being on the big screen such as Ice Cube, LL, Mos Def, Queen Latifah, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. They didn't think the niggas can do that. Well, then none of us really, you know what I'm saying, see that shit going down like that because, like I said, a lot of us was in it just because it was something we loved doing. But to see, you know, hip hop making so much money from ringtones to, you know what I'm saying, advertising on commercials and shit. And, I mean, just that right there, man, I'm loving it. I'm loving to be able to be part of that, you know what I'm saying? I'm loving to be part of that. I'm loving to hear niggas yell West Coast with the LD Records. You know what I'm saying? Young niggas, West Coast. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving to hear that shit because that's something that, you know what I'm saying, that we're going to sacrifice our careers for. You know, and I'm not just, you know, well, it's just, you know, this is West Coast, and I'm not fucking with nobody from the East or down South. No, I mean, I'm loving music in general. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, because a lot of them niggas, you know what I'm saying, down South, moved to the point where they shit couldn't get played. Nope, they wasn't fucking with nobody from down South, but Brad and them, and my Scarface. So, you know, if you want some ghetto boys, you wouldn't get your shit played just from down South. A-Ball and JG. Other niggas are broke though, you know what I'm saying? But now to see just this abundance of niggas getting played from out there, you know, I smile because I'm like, oh, okay, y'all getting y'all now. But you know, Fall Wise is us on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? I really think that, you know, some niggas just need to continue doing what they're doing, and niggas need to, you know what I'm saying? Niggas need to unify. Niggas need to unify more, you know, some more so and connect with each other and make shit happen. You ain't fucking with this nigga, then you know what I'm saying? You gotta deal with that shit with this nigga, man. But deal with that shit face to face. You know what I'm saying? All that bitch ass shit on yelling that record shit, man, fuck a battle. The niggas wanna talk that battle shit and oh, that's cool, whatever, all right, ha-ha, you know, you say something about me, I say something about you. But nigga, just keep it 100 when we see each other, my nigga. Don't talk shit on record and be cool when you see me. Don't do that. Don't do that, my nigga. Don't do that. That's with any other nigga out here. You know what I'm saying? If you got a problem with nigga on wax, my nigga, all that, just keep it on wax shit or whatever, and that, and that's cool, I guess, to, you know, if y'all some bitches. But on some real shit, though, my nigga, when you see a nigga, get at a nigga. Get at that nigga, man. Get at that nigga on how you feel. Get it over with right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like I heard a nigga Snoop say. You know what I'm saying? About how, you know, when he was having issues with niggas, he could have smashed niggas and did this and did that, but he was pushing peace. He really didn't want to go there because he really didn't want no problems.
Yeah, that's the interview on Dub CNN you're talking about.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I heard him, motherfucker. He said he didn't want, Snoop said, I didn't want no problems. I don't want to go there with that shit. He said, I know the nigga that was, you know, I could have got that didn't want no problems. And Snoop, as a man, said, I don't want no problems. So none of us want no problems. Nigga, I don't want no problems. Because I know what I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying, to get rid of problems. I don't like problems. So I get rid of problems, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to go there with it, but I will, though.
Okay. And I have a last question. Do you think that you would have had the same success if you started off as Dub C in 2006? Would have been easier, harder?
I don't know, man. I don't even know. This shit is so fucking fast-paced right now. When I say fast-paced, it's like the fans are so sickety, man. It's like right now, you know, niggas are single driven artists right now. You really don't get two niggas that's gonna give you, you know, a solid album. And basically, to answer your question, that's a hard one to answer, man. I don't want to say no, because, you know, I know that I'm the kind of nigga that work hard, and I'm always going to find a way to come up with something. But, you know, it's a hard question to answer, man. I don't want to say no, but it's hard, though. It's
okay.
Hard to say yeah, because right now, it's a lot of niggas coming out. But all bullshit aside, look at the average lifespan on an artist, on a rap artist's career. You know what I'm saying? That's coming out right now, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When you think next time Nasty Taffy niggas gonna make a hit? Or get out there?
Shit, I don't know.
I mean, you expect to see those niggas in the game 15 years from now?
No, it's different. So many people dropping, and like you said, a single driven. Nobody's looking to make a good record. They're just looking for the hit to get out there.
Uh-huh.
And the rest is just bullshit. I mean, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And production carries the rapper. Like, you can be a whack rapper. Skill don't really matter right now. You know?
What?
Skills don't really matter right now. You can be a whack rapper. They give you a hot beat to rap over, you know, and that's it.
Oh, yeah. Nigga coming with a gay ass dance. You know what I'm saying? And everybody gonna be on it. Nigga gonna be on it. You know, a lot of these niggas is disco, man. You know what I'm saying? You realize when you get in the gang, that's the shit just pissed me off. I got this rap shit, man. Really, I was really believing in, you know, that niggas in this industry was really about the business. Oh, nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm signing to this label, I'm about to do this, I'm about to do that. I got a Def Jam. Man, these motherfuckers straight, nigga. They gonna get out of here. No. If you ain't involved in the right circle, well, nigga, you ain't, you know what I'm saying, you ain't, you know, kissing this motherfucker ass or whatever and everything, then fuck it, it is what it is. That shit on my record was a conspiracy, man. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Ain't no way in fuck, man, there's no 100,000 records gonna get pressed or scratched, at least they get pushed back. You know what I'm saying? You know, but it is what it is. And a lot of motherfuckers didn't know that. They just thought that the record came out, it came and went. Nigga, but that's what already went down. Any nigga in the industry that know the business, no, I ain't lying. Straight up. You know, I had niggas get at me there and tell me artists. You know what I'm saying? Over on the label. Man, get the fuck up out of here, man. Get up out of here. You know? How many niggas you heard of Def Jam that's coming out dropping back to back beside Jay-Z? Them motherfucking, what you call them? DMX's, man, the motherfucker.
Okay.
Shit, when last time you heard a record with Foxy? You know what I'm saying? Besides her, you know what I'm saying, losing their hair and shit like that. When last time you heard, you know, goddamn, niggas wasn't coming out back to back. Motherfucking Method Man. It was a big gap in between, you know, his records over there at Def Jam. The same motherfucking thing with, Red Man. When last time we heard a record from Red Man?
Yeah, we've been waiting for
should
that.
Should I keep going with it? I mean, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? It's like, Cuz, you know what I'm saying? That's what's happening with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you get in and you believe, like, damn, like this is, you know, everything that nigga wished for and shit, and you get over there and realize, nah, you know what I'm saying? All the glitters ain't gold. You know, and Eric Sermon used to tell me, he'd be like, man, get everything you can up out of these motherfuckers, man, and keep them moving. Cause I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you know. Here's the day going tomorrow, these motherfuckers, so you know it is what it is.
Yeah, man, you just spit a lot of game. You know, I appreciate you taking the time to answer all the questions. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
You're looking out for that guilty by affiliation. You know what I'm saying? Shit, y'all niggas keep pushing that west, doing what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out here from the west coast is listening and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you're doing, y'all. Let's keep making good music. You know what I'm saying? And keep this shit cracking.